KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, authorities say a Western Iowa County supervisor has died in a grain bin accident. Harrison County Sheriff Pat Sears said 63-year-old Russ Kurth of Logan died in the bizarre Tuesday morning accident outside of a grain bin just north of Missouri Valley. Sears says that Kurth and another person were checking out a door from which corn was leaking on a new bin that had recently been filled. Officials say the door burst open as Kurth and the other man approached, burying Kurth in the corn. The other man was able to escape. Kurth was pulled from the corn more than an hour after the accident was reported. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The man was elected to the Harrison County Board of Supervisors in 2014. The three new Freedom Rocks painted by Ray Bubba Sorensen of Greenfield will be dedicated in three Iowa communities this Saturday on Veterans Day. Sorensen says one of them is in the Hamilton County town of Stratford and will feature a series of soldiers' faces, men and women, all which look like they could be related. What he tried to do, he said, was to illustrate from the Revolutionary War, kind of like the same family that has served in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all the way to the current. He says, I have them all looking similar, but a little different, and then there are changes to their headwear. The Rock in Hamilton County also pays tribute to a Tuskegee Airman who was killed in action in World War II. Sorensen says, not only are the Tuskegee Airmen rare, but they have incredible stories and incredible acts of heroism, fighting not only the enemy, but racism at the time. And he says it's just a neat story as well. The dedication ceremony will be held this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Stratford. Other ceremonies will take place in Cresco and Howard County and Murray and Clark County. There are now 68 Freedom Rocks across the state, with the goal of having the rocks located in all of 99 of Iowa's counties by the year 2020. Two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Creston. Authorities say 24-year-old Troy Clausen of Creston was arrested Tuesday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of public intoxication. Clausen was later released on a $300 bond. And 21-year-old Tyrell Stucker of Lormore was arrested in Creston Tuesday afternoon for theft in the fifth degree. He was later released on a promise to appear in court. The Red Oak Police Department said there were no injuries reported after two vehicles collided in Red Oak Tuesday morning. Just before 7:30 a.m., officers responded to the accident at the intersection of North 5th Street and East Corning Street in Red Oak. After an investigation, it was determined that a Jeep Cherokee driven by 54-year-old Alan McCray Wilson of Red Oak was traveling westbound on East Corning Street when his vehicle was struck broadside by a 2013 Hyundai Elantra driven by 22-year-old Lee Ore Morrison of Emerson. Morrison failed to stop at the stop sign and was issued a citation for that, along with a citation for having no insurance accident-related. The Jeep sustained about $2,000 damage, while the Hyundai had about $3,000 damage. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts, and again, no injuries were reported. The officers with the Red Oak Police Department were called to the Red Oak High School Tuesday morning after they received word that a student was acting out of control. Upon arrival, an investigation, a juvenile male was arrested for disorderly conduct and simple assault on a teacher. There were no injuries reported following the assault. The youth was cited into juvenile court and released to their parent. The offender's name was not released. And Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater on Tuesday released his latest report on arrests. Among them, last Saturday night, 22-year-old Dakota Roche of Creston was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. He remains held in the Adair County Jail at last report. Last Friday afternoon, 38-year-old Michael Waddingham of Orient was arrested on warrants for two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. And back on November 1st, 32-year-old Joseph LeClaire Jr. of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police on a warrant for assault with bodily injury or mental illness. He was later released on bond. And 25-year-old Diego Manzanares of Greenfield was arrested November 1st as well in the 2000 block of Highway 25 for driving while license denied or revoked for OWI. He was later released on bond. On October 30th, 48-year-old Joseph Anthony Ford of Council Bluffs was arrested while walking in the 1900 block of Highway 25 in the center of the road. Authorities say he was holding an open bottle of alcohol. Ford was arrested for public intoxication and theft in the fifth degree for allegedly taking items from the home of a female in Greenfield where he had previously stayed. The items were valued at less than $200. Ford was later released after time served. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of greater quality service. Give your Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.